One of the areas where there are sure to be a lot of differences in policy when President-elect Trump takes office is energy and the environment. And environmentalists are very concerned. Joining us now is Annie Leonard, Executive Director of Greenpeace USA. She's on Skype in San Francisco. Hi, Annie.
Hello.
And what are you most worried about with a Trump presidency when it comes to the environment?
Everything. It would be easier for me to say what I am not worried about. Trump's potential to dismantle and go backwards on 50 years of environmental progress is a very, very real threat.
And when you say that, what are you talking about specifically?
Well, the most pressing issue is climate. Under Obama's leadership, finally, the United States has gotten serious about climate, and we are participating in a major global agreement about climate called the Paris Agreement, which is the first sign of hope we've seen in a very long time. Trump is threatening to pull out of that agreement, which would be a disaster both for the United States' reputation and also for our climate progress. He is also threatening to support coal. He is threatening to open up public lands for drilling. He's threatening to underfund or even dismantle the EPA. He's stacking his cabinet with incredibly fossil fuel friendly appointees. I mean, it's just, it is really bad in every direction that we look.
Well, let's go through some of the things you just brought up, starting with the Paris deal. Is it as easy as he is saying it will be to just cancel the U.S. participation in the Paris Climate Agreement?
It's not something he could do imminently, but he could imminently say that that is what he is going to do. And in fact, there are representatives from countries all around the world meeting today in Morocco about the agreement. And I've heard from my team on the ground there that there's very strong rumors that he is planning to either today or tomorrow announce his intention to leave. While bureaucratically, it would take a while for him to actually leave, there are lots of ways that he could leave. De facto, he could refuse to send representatives to the meetings. He could refuse our financial pledge to help less industrialized countries get on board. He could refuse to implement the steps needed to make our commitment real. There's lots of ways he can withdraw, even without legally withdrawing, because that does take a couple of years.
What about on the issue of coal? We've heard for years about the coal industry moving over to more clean coal technology. Would they just stop doing that under a President Trump? Or what are you most worried about when it comes to coal?
Well, I think on coal, Trump actually has put himself into a corner because he has gone to Appalachia and said he will end the war on coal. He will bring back coal jobs. The truth is, it's not environmental regulations that have decimated the coal market. It's that coal is really expensive and really dirty, and it's just cheaper to go for natural gas. So he really can't end the war on coal because it's market forces working against coal. The era of coal is over. And what he should be doing is promising those communities training and investment in clean energy jobs, because that's where the world is going. One thing Trump seems to not realize is he can't actually change or stop global forces. And whether we're talking about the Paris Agreement or we're talking about the decline of coal, these things are happening and he will do his best to slow them down. But the world is marching on.
What about the issue of drilling? You brought that up as well, that he may open up more areas to drilling. What are you most worried about there?
Right now, about half of the public lands in the United States have some kind of protection against oil, gas, and coal drilling or mining. He is promising to remove all those protections and open up 100% of our public lands for drilling. Now, that's a problem, of course, for the ecosystems where the drilling is happening. It will decimate forests and wildlands and habitat. That will be a horrible ecological problem. But even worse, the climate simply cannot afford much more drilling and burning of this fossil fuel. I mean, we are really at the top of our carbon budget. And right now, all investments need to be to move away from fossil fuels, not expand them.
So what are you going to do to try to stop him from doing that?
We are going to resist like you have never seen Greenpeace resist before. We are working with organizations across the movement, not just environmental organizations, but immigrant rights organizations, women rights organizations. All different kinds of organizations are coming together and saying that we will be more united than ever and put up an absolute a wall of resistance, we are calling it, against any rollbacks on climate, any rollbacks on environment, any rollbacks on gay rights, on immigrant rights. We are really going to stand together and not allow him to take our country back to the dark ages.
The last thing that you brought up, and this is something that has worried a lot of environmentalists, is the people that he's surrounding himself on the environmental issues, and particularly somebody named Myron Ebell, who is a climate denier. Now, Donald Trump himself has put out a tweet you know, a while back saying that he thought that climate change was a hoax from the Chinese. But how do you convince people who have said that they don't believe climate change is happening that it is, in order to take that first step to get them to try to do some of the things that you want them to do?
Well, I think that Trump's appointees are very, very telling. It really pulls the rug out under the argument of let's wait and see what he does and see if we can work with him. From the day after the election, he has started appointing people who not just deny climate, but vehemently deny climate. And, you know, personnel is policy. With each of these appointments, he is indicating the kind of future he wants. The good news is that very few people want this kind of future. Even though Trump won the election, remember, he did not win the popular vote, and even more people didn't vote at all than voted for Trump. And a lot of these people want a clean energy economy. They want a safe and fair society. And we're just going to keep building that. The deniers will leave them in the dust because there are more of us that want a better future than don't.
That's Annie Leonard, Executive Director of Greenpeace USA. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.